When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Friday, June 11th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there is. Take control, full control of your dental health. Call Dr. Mike at 317-849-2933. Dentist to the stars. If you like the video, hit the like button. Let's talk about sports, shall we? Chris Ballard. According to Colts fans, if you are going to assess a grade to Chris Ballard, Colts fans will tell you A. 99% are going to tell you he gets an A in his first four seasons as the Colts GM. If you ask Pacers fans, how do you rank Kevin Pritchard? They will say, you know what, I think after the Bjorkgren fiasco, maybe you fire him. What are we talking about? Over the first four seasons that Chris Ballard has been the general manager of the Colts, they have put up a perfectly even split 32-32 record in the regular season and a 1-2 record in the postseason. For Kevin Pritchard, it's 175 and 134, 56% of the games that the Pacers have played with Kevin Pritchard as the president of basketball operations they've won. In the postseason, Pacers have been inglorious. They have won three games, and they've lost 12, right? 12? Three and 12. So there you go. That's not good. Pacers have never played, or have never won a championship. They played for a championship once. The Colts have played for two Super Bowls in the franchise's history here in Indianapolis, but never for Chris Ballard. How about this? The guy that people were so eager to run out of town, Ryan Grigson, in the regular season, he was 49, right? Wait a second. Let me do the math. It is 16 plus 33. Yes, 49 and 31. 49 and 31. Chris Ballard to equal Ryan Grigson's total wins in his Grigson's only five seasons, and Ballard's first five seasons, the Colts would have to go 17-0 in the regular season this year. They can't lose a game. Or, by contrast, Ryan Grigson, purely as a result of the win and loss record, would be the superior general manager. I'm not saying that Chris Ballard isn't a great general manager. He's executed good drafts. He's put together a team under adverse circumstances. Andrew Luck getting hurt in 17, then Andrew Luck retiring 15 days before the opener in 2019, and you're forced to go with Jacoby Brissett in both those seasons, and you do everything you can to make Brissett look a little bit good, and then, you know, Brissett isn't the guy, so you go out and sign Phillip Rivers to a one-year deal, and all of a sudden you're 11-5 going to the playoffs and 2.5 minutes away from a drive that could have won you that game in the playoffs against the Buffalo Bills. And so now you go out and you get Carson Wentz. You give up a likely first rounder and a third rounder. You go get Carson Wentz. I got nothing but love for Chris Ballard. All right. Good drafts, good free agent signings. I love the culture that he's building and embracing on West 56th Street. I'm not crapping on Chris Ballard, but if you look at the numbers, man, he's a C-level general manager. I would grade that up to a B because of adverse circumstances and him answering him. But to say that Kevin Pritchard is a guy who should be fired and Chris Ballard should be, you should, you know, carve a statue of the guy and put it in front of the of Lucas Oil Stadium, that's crazy. Kevin Pritchard has done a really, really nice job under adverse circumstances. You've got a soft cap in the NBA while Ballard deals with a hard cap. Hard cap, all 32 teams kind of playing by the same rules. With the NBA and the soft cap, teams that don't want to spend into the luxury tax as the Pacers do not, you know what? You have an inherent disadvantage and a very, very difficult time holding on to the guys that you prize. If somebody decides they want to leave, you got to deal them. And so Kevin Pritchard did. Dealt Paul George to Oklahoma City for Oladipo and Sabonis, and then dealt, with a gun to his head, Oladipo to Houston and got back Caris LeVert. Show me a general manager who's done that, who's been forced into that situation over the last 4 years and has come out smelling like the rose Kevin Pritchard has with those two trades. Drafts, Ballard's been pretty good, but he gets seven rounds. And really five rounds where you can go out and draft a good enough player to really be a substantial asset. With the NBA, you got one shot, baby. You draft, you use that first rounder, however you use that first rounder, and you hope for the best. Because your second rounder, unless you get really lucky with a guy like Jokic, if you don't get really lucky like that, your second rounder is barely going to be a rotational guy at best. And if you draft in the 20s or 18 to 25 or so, as the Pacers have under Pritchard, what are you going to get? Yeah, drafting T.J. Leaf was a mess. That was a mistake. There were guys beneath T.J. Leaf who really wound up being pretty good. Jared Allen, John Collins, you know, and you can go deeper than that and find good players who have been forces for good for their NBA franchises. But Aaron Holiday has been reasonable. Goga Bitadze, I think, still has terrific upside. They got the 13th pick this year. They traded the pick last year. What was that, 23-24? Traded that for Malcolm Brogdon a year prior. You know what? Kevin Pritchard has not been nearly as bad as Pacers fans believe he's been, and Chris Ballard has not been nearly as good as Colts fans believe he's been. Who's the better GM? It's apples and oranges, but I'm going to go by this much, Chris Ballard. Paul George last night against the Jazz, like 12 seconds left in the game. Jazz have the game in hand. I think they're up seven at that point or thereabouts. Paul George, a hard foul against Donovan Mitchell, who has absolutely been phenomenal for the Jazz. And anybody who says that wasn't a cheap shot doesn't know basketball and doesn't understand elite athleticism and how elite athletes put themselves in a position to physically either do good or do harm. And Paul George last night put himself in a position to do harm, and it was classless and boorish and absolutely ridiculous. A 12-team college football playoff. Here's the one thing that I'm begging of professional sports franchises, and I would consider college football to be a professional sport. Please, for once, do something that doesn't reflect greed as your only, the only linchpin, your mission statement. All of them, the mission statement is greed. Please, elevate something above greed. I know it's all about money, but do we need 12 teams in a college football playoff? Of course not. Stop being, you know, stop wearing your lips out on the public's teat, all right? And start delivering a product that makes a certain amount of sense. And a 12-team college football playoff makes no sense whatsoever. It's more football and more football, more better, right? But for God's sake, Indiana would have been 11th in the college football playoff last year, the 11th team in a 12-team college football playoff. If Indiana last year had played Alabama 10,000 times, Alabama would have been 10,000-0. You didn't need Indiana to be in the college football playoff in order to find the best team in college football. And I love Indiana football. I like Tom Allen, Indiana University. I spent six glorious years on that campus. Not from an academic standpoint, it wasn't glorious, but I had a relatively good time. Gotta tell you the truth. How about ratings? Here is a problem that Rob Manfred should wake up this morning and vow to fix, but he won't. because he doesn't see it as a problem. The Women's College World Series softball event that pitted, it's a three-game series, Florida State from Tallahassee, Florida. I don't know what market size it is, but it's not a big market. And Oklahoma from Norman, Oklahoma, not a big market size either. You know how many people watched game one of that series? Not even the ultimate game of that series. 1.86 million. On Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN, do you know how many people watched the New York Yankees play the Boston Red Sox, two of the biggest TV markets in the country, two of the most historic and well-established franchises in the history of American sport? 1.79 million. Uh-huh. College, women's college softball outdrew, same network, ESPN, outdrew the Yankees and the Red Sox. If Rob Manfred doesn't wake up this morning with shivers running up and down his spine, wondering where it all went wrong and how it can be fixed, there's no help for Rob Manfred. All right, let's celebrate some birthdays. Ben Holland, a senior at Fishers High School, celebrating a birthday. The great Bub, Ryan Joseph Sterling, celebrating a birthday today. Could not be more proud of the man that he has become and the man he's continuing to evolve into. Absolutely stunningly good human being. The great Rossellini, Ross Riddle, celebrating a birthday today. Steve Sexton, the great John Pleasey, celebrating a birthday. Anthony Catt and Chris Landis, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. Today, it's Mailbag Friday on Inside Indiana Sports Today, Inside Indiana Sports Now. Send me a question, I'll answer it a little bit later this afternoon, if it passes muster. If it's just like a crankcase question that derides my sense of fashion, I'm not answering it. That's not what I do.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.